Well, hey there. Good morning. 8:12. I almost said 7:12, but no, it's 8:12. Brock Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man?
What's up, you ass? Are you a distractor over there? Are you playing video games again, you bastard?
No. I got kind of sick of them yesterday. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I've been staring at friggin' Tom Brady for the past 2 hours because that's all it's on ESPN right now. I got ESPN in front of me right now.
You can't accept it, can you? You cannot accept it.
Just kind of a blank stare. It's just kind of lethargic here. Like what is going on?
It's because you don't know who to root for anymore, man. That's what's crazy. You've been a Patriots fan for so long.
But a lot of the reasons why I like the Patriots because of Tom.
Yeah.
You know, Tom's an old Michigan boy. So I've kind of followed Tom since the Wolverines. So, you know, and I've always kind of been a players fan that brings me, like Mahomes. You know I like Mahomes, you know. Yeah, I kind of dab my hand in different teams because of players. And I don't know, man. I'm kind of sitting here thinking, am I going to be cheering for the Bucs this year? Am I?
It's interesting to see. It's hard to.
I always like my local teams to do well. You know, the Lions, the Bears, you know, the Packers, even though I like ripping on you a lot. But, you know, your local teams, I guess I'm always kind of a fan of.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I think the players take me to other teams.
Well, we'll see, man. Well, if you come in wearing a Bucs jersey, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose
I mean, I am the bandwagon fan, man. But they got to be good.
They got to be good.
That's the problem.
Yep, and I don't see it, but we'll wait and see. Anyway, all right, we're going to check out your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Kay? What's up?
What's up?
What's up? What's up? A woman named Miley from Vancouver, Washington, posted on Reddit about a recent hand-washing issues. Good. Emma won't get mad about this story because I talked about Reddit. Jesus. Anyway, she said, quote, "Just realized my soap wasn't working because it's literally a block of cheese." There's more. She said, quote, "It was a couple of days of why is this foaming? I came to realize it was a dried out square of Tillamook sharp cheddar cheese. I suspect I left it out when I was intoxicated and just forgot." She even shared a picture of the cheese, which does kind of look like a bar of soap. Oh my God. Duh.
Was it Fermenta cheese? You know, what do you think?
Here's the thing. Look. Because of the day and age that we're in, and what we're dealing with right now, the old joke that we used to make about, oh, we need a new plague, I don't feel right making it, but that's what I would say if we weren't going through what we're going through right now because of people like Miley. For God's sakes, you think...
Here's what it is.
Oh.
Her kid has been swearing for the past month because every time she puts the soap in his mouth, he enjoys it.
This is pretty good.
Hey, Ma, you dumbass. Oh, that's it. You're getting the soap. He's like, oh, no, give me the soap.
Can I get some crackers with that soap, Mom?
He just walks up to his mom, ass, bitch, crap. That's it, mister. You're getting a bar of soap once again. Oh, why? He's taking bites out of it.
I think he likes the taste of soap. He's chewing on it.
That's the dumbest thing ever. Oh, my God. I love it. So, yeah, folks, just double-check all of your cheeps and your cheese and soaps. Make sure your soaps aren't cheeses and your cheeses aren't soaps. All right, there you go.
You know what? I kind of have a similar story, and it involves my dad. My dad, one morning, this is years ago, we got up early to go to, like, really early to go to a swap meet. And he's using the bathroom, and from the bathroom, I hear, oh, God! I'm like, what happened? What? He's like, I got the hairspray mixed up with the spray deodorant. So he sprayed a bunch of hairspray under his arm. Then he went to like lift his arm and.
Oh, no.
Velcro.
Oh. That's pretty funny. That's pretty damn funny. All right. That's your WTF. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
What's up, you ace? Sorry. I was getting distracted playing video games in here. It was crazy. Yeah.
What are you playing?
Forgot what I was doing.
Some online game. You're probably gambling, aren't you?
Doing a little bit. I have done a little bit of gambling here during this lockdown. It's hard not to, man. Put a little keto on.
Are we going to get checks? What's the deal with it? You know anything about that?
They've talked about the government sending out like $1,000 checks to everyone, but I don't know if it's for certain people in a certain pay group or what it is, or if it's with certain jobs. I honestly don't know. Believe me, I'd love Uncle Sam to give me $1,000. I mean, I know it sucks the circumstances, but and then taxes too. Like, I keep thinking about that because of some stuff here at work. I got to wait. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten all my tax stuff yet, so I got to do that. But they talked about possibly moving the tax date. And waiving all the fees, which is, I mean, think about it, man.
Well, I mean, here's my second question, Brock.
Yeah.
Casinos closed?
Yes. Actually, there are a bunch of casinos that are closed, damn. I heard. So, well, I told you in Vegas, like MGM, like they've closed like 12 of their casinos.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was going to say $1,000 on black. Here we go.
Let it ride. You would do that. Of course you would do that. Oh, my God. Anyway, folks, stick around. We got your Extreme Wireless prank phone call of the week coming up here right after Joan Jett. This one involves leprechaun traps. Obviously, I'm still in the St. Paddy's Day spirit. So stick around. Your prank phone call of the week coming up here. But first, I love rock and roll. It's WIRX. We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX. Prank call of the week.
Hello!
Brought to you by Extreme Wireless on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, man. I'm looking for some traps. You guys got traps there?
Yeah, we got a lot of traps. We've got a couple different varieties. What are you looking for?
I'm actually looking for a very specific trap. I'm looking for a leprechaun trap. Do you got leprechaun traps?
You say a leopard trap?
No. Leprechaun trap, man. It's St. Paddy's Day. Those little bastards are running around everywhere.
A leprechaun trap. That you called me for a leprechaun trap.
Yeah, leprechaun, man. You know, little guys like, oh, my pot of gold, like those guys.
You're literally calling and wasting my time. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is there anything I could really help you out with?
Dude, I don't know if you know this or not, but St. Paddy's Day is like prime leprechaun trapping time. And if I don't act now, I'm going to have to wait till next year. Look, how about this? How about you hook me up with a leprechaun trap and I'll give you some of his gold?
We do not have leprechaun traps. Is there anything else that I can help you out with?
Okay, look. Leprechaun traps, I'll see what you got. I'll swing by the store. I do for sure need, though, an Easter Bunny trap and a Tooth Fairy trap and maybe something for Santa Claus.
Yeah, we have those.
That was your prank call of the week. Brought to you by Extreme Wireless.
Well, hey there. Good morning.
On M139 in Benton Harbor, Brock and
Hunter.
On 11th Street in Niles.
Lovely.
Well,
hello.
Rock 107
hello.
WIRX.
Hello.
Good morning.
God, this morning has flown by.
I just drooled at myself.
Ew.
Sorry. you shut up.
So sloppy.
Hunter, how are you and the missus doing with the whole kind of lockdown thing? Has it been all right?
Well, she's been at work.
That's true. She does.
She's still working. She's for them.
Yeah, it's up the mornings when she's getting ready.
Oh, okay.
I think I annoy her. I think I get her up earlier and she wants to be up.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
And then you're kind of there for her routine, too. I know that with Kiki, because Kiki's got kind of a morning routine that I'm not there for.
Mm-hmm.
And so now if you're throwing that off, I can see it. The reason I bring this up is because we kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday. But yesterday was even more so. I don't know if we're going to make the full 2 weeks.
I don't think we will. I'm going to have to. I need to rent a, like what? A solo office somewhere very far away from here that I can work at during the day.
I did plan on getting the camper back to the house either today or
so you'll
or
get
tomorrow.
That pop up.
Yeah, get the pop
even
up.
Even that's too close because you're still going to be in and out, you know, doing stuff. It's just we're struggling because I'm trying to have like conference, like video conference.
No,
calls.
You work in the camper and I stay in the house. How about that? You have your own little mobile office right there. That'd be perfect.
That could work. That could work.
Yeah. And you can smoke in there.
Just take it somewhere.
Take
it to the beach.
Yeah, take it to the beach. Yeah, well, I'll just take you somewhere.
Okay, take it somewhere and drop me off.
All right, perfect.
And then come back and pick me up.
All right, I can do that. We'll just leave you out there for the day.
Bottom line is, we already work together here in the mornings, and then usually Brock has some time to himself while I finish off the day here.
Which, let's actually address that, because it seems like it's all falling on me, but usually how it works is I do the morning show, I take a little break, and that's my time. But
no,
then
that's what I was just saying. I literally just said that.
No, but I'm saying those. Now you're creeping in on that time.
I know that. I said that you usually are like home and I'm here finishing out the day. So you've got your time.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is exactly.
How did you change that into something that's negative? I literally am explaining the situation.
Let me talk.
So you're
Let
home.
Hunter talk.
I'm finishing the rest of the day at the office. So that's your time. Then you go work out, you run errands, you do your thing. And that's about the time that I get home. And then I have some time to myself before you get back. So we've normally had this, you know, 2 to 3 hours of our own time at the house while the other's away. And now we have none of that.
It's exactly opposite of what I was going to say, but that's all right. I'm not even going to try at this point.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I do.
You had nothing to say.
I do DJ divorce parties, so if you guys, anybody out there interested.
Oh, I'll be hitting you up very soon. I just hope I get the friends and family discount rate that I usually get.
You got to pick a side, Hunter.
We're going to take a quick break. We got to figure out this damn delay because it's driving me nuts. We're going to do that quick and try and keep from murdering each other at this point because I can feel it coming on. Let's get to your stand-up for a minute and laugh. Your comedian today is, I got two good ones. I'm going to do Pete Holmes. I'm in a Pete Holmes kind of mood.
Hey, Brock, smell this. What? Handkerchief.
I'm not smelling anything from you.
Take a break.
All right, let's do it. Good morning. 8:47. Brock, Hunter in the basement.
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy? Kiki.
Hello.
All right, before we get to dumb vocabulary, I wanted to do this earlier, but I kind of ran out of time. And Hunter and I were laughing our asses off yesterday. I don't know why we didn't think of this sooner, but obviously one of the big things that everyone has to deal with right now is touching their face. You should not touch your face. That's one of the big things. Social distancing, wash your hands, don't touch your eyes, mouth, or nose, okay? But when someone tells you not to do something, Hunter, what do you want to do?
You want to do it, Brock. That's exactly what you want to do.
Even Kiki was dealing with it. She's like, my nose has never itched more in my life than these last couple of days. Ever since they basically said, look, don't touch your face. Your nose itches. Just don't touch it. You can't do it. Don't touch it. But it's damn near impossible. I mean, even talking about it right now makes my nose itch so bad. And so one of our favorite movies that we bonded over so many years ago was the great movie called Almost Heroes. And there's a scene in there that it just works perfectly. So I want you all to keep this in mind when your nose itches, okay?
My nose itches.
Don't scratch it.
Feels like there's a bug up in there.
I'm going to scratch it. You scratch your nose, you're dead.
You scratch your nose, you're dead. Why is that so funny to me?
It's because it's Chris Farley, man.
Oh, if you've never seen Almost Heroes, watch it. You'll see it. It's amazing. You scratch your nose. And it's just a good thing to keep in mind.
You're dead.
Not going to say you're going to die, but it should just be in your head. Think of Bidwell from Almost Heroes. Right. And just don't scratch your nose. Just don't scratch your nose.
Literally, when they made that movie in, 97 or around that time at least, they had no idea it was going to fit perfectly for what's going on now.
Feels like there's a bug up in there. Don't scratch it. All right.
So true, though.
That's a helpful tip from Bidwell. All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, camper insurance. Got to make sure it's covered there for the summertime. Any summer toys that you got, if you got rentals, if you're a contractor, he'll get you taken care of. Oh, make sure I turn that off so you guys don't get my notifications. Anyway, go see him. Chris. Damn delay. It's that stupid delay. Kiki and I are already wrapped up, and then Hunter comes in. I guess it works. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary for today.
Nope. Stop it.
I just. What about this? Here we go. We'll do this one. This one is, I like this one. Foodie call.
Well, obviously it's off of booty call.
Foodie call.
So instead of booty, you call someone to bring you food.
Foodie.
Boom.
That's exactly it. It's a foodie call. When you call someone.
Foodie call.
Foodie call. And there's another thing that we're using now. Use a foodie call in this. Just make sure you keep your 6 feet away. That's all you're doing it for is getting some food. So, Hunter, if you call me and you think I'm going to bring you food and do a little foodie call, I'm not that kind of gal, okay? You got to earn it. You got to wine and dine me.
I'll take some jambalaya from Nola Rue. Let's see what else. You're going to have to run to Stevensville, Meyer, probably, and pick me up some toilet paper.
No, you're not. I'm not fighting anybody over toilet paper just for you. Here's a question, though, for both us guys and girls. Kiki, have you ever used a guy just for a dinner?
100%.
Really? Oh, my God. You've done foodie calls.
I have done a foodie call. Actually, I've also done when I'm sick. What would it be called? I have gotten a guy to bring me medicine and take care of me that I was not exactly dating.
You're the
worst. Did you return the favor at least?
Yeah, did you do anything?
Yeah, I'm not a cruel. I'm not like some cruel bitch. Like, I actually do. I am nice back.
Okay, did you give
I'm
him a little?
I'm not a taker.
Did you give him a little afterwards?
I'm sure I was nice back in some sort of way.
I don't know. I was hoping I wouldn't hear that answer. Was it me? It wasn't me. Damn it.
No, you never took care of me.
Are you? Whatever. I brought you lunch yesterday.
Well, now that we're married, you do. I'm talking about when we first started dating.
I tried way harder then. Oh, wow. God, I cannot wait for this
divorce.
It's going to be terrible. Hunter, back to you, someone who I care about, actually, and I will bring food. Have you ever had a woman use you just for dinner and then nothing ever came to fruition?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there has been.
Yeah.
I'm on this end of it, though, so I have no idea.
I had it happen. I had it happen to me once with concert tickets. I thought for sure I was going to score. I got this girl concert tickets and nothing. I was so mad.
Not even a kiss at the door.
A kiss at the door. She was like, "Okay, thanks," and I'm like, not that I expected. Hashtag me too. You know, I wasn't expecting anything, but it was also kind of like, I got you those tickets. You know.
Well, I wasn't expecting anything, but I was expecting something.
I mean, you know, come on. And the way she kind of made it sound was like, oh, hey, I'll do anything to get those concert tickets.
No, here's what it is. Yeah. She probably sent you a picture like with her, you know, those bathroom selfies with the ass hanging out.
Yeah.
She's like, come give me some concert tickets. She totally baited you in, man.
She was wearing like the band t-shirt, but it was very revealing. Like, I just love to go to that show. Maybe we can go together, LOL, XOXOXO, smiley face.
Winky face, winky face.
Winky face, eggplant.
So she knew that you liked her, and she was being flirty, and she still took the tickets and didn't give anything in return?
Here's the thing, is I wouldn't say I liked her. I liked the way she looked.
Okay, so
let's
that's
just
different.
Say that. No,
that's
no, no, there
different.
Wasn't anything okay. there. But yes, I was.
See, if I know a guy likes me, and I can tell he would like to take me out, and he does something for me, I'm going to repay the favor.
You're
going to
repay the favor.
I'm not going to just use
them. Who's this hypothetical guy you're talking about?
I'm thinking of several that I had in college. You know what I mean? Like really nice guys who aren't really my type and I probably wouldn't date, but they just, when I needed somebody, they really were clutch. And so.
So are we talking like, how far are we saying? Do we go here?
Home run.
No, home runs? No.
Hand
jibbers like
in the parking lot of the Chili's where he takes you
just
out to
like
eat.
Going on a date with them finally afterwards. Or watching a movie with them in their dorm room. I did that one time with a real nice fella. You know, like just
so
like giving
Netflix,
him some,
but no chill.
Netflix, but no chill. Netflix, but no chill?
Yeah, maybe a little chill, but not much.
Like over the pants.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the question.
Like
how much chill are we talking?
Or leg rubbing, and that's about it. You know.
Oh man. Well, if I would have known it was that easy for you, I would have just got you some Arby's and been on my way. All right, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary. We learned a lot this go around.
Rock 107.